Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everyone, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Guess what? I'm Brian.
I'm Luke.
That over there is Luke. And guess what? We're together once again.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Right? Yeah, not bad at all.
No, batting what, 667 would be a pretty good batting average.
I'd say that. We're getting 2 out of 3 ain't bad, man. Well, I have to ask you, man. What are you doing here right now? Like, how are you? See, I don't even know this, but back in my day, you know, I'd still be blacked out from my birthday. Like, at your age and birthday time, how are you functioning and alive? Did you not go out and destroy yourself and still try to be up at 6 in the morning?
I did not try to do that. I was still up pretty late because, you know, I had fun. I had a good time, but
Man, what is your birthday for if not to completely destroy your body and make yourself hate life all at once and just really regret the day you were born on the day you were born?
I mean, I had a lot of that last week, so I already got all the anger at my body and just I got that all out just about a week ahead of time, so therefore I could enjoy my birthday, and that's what I did.
Congratulations on a very healthy and not completely destroyed birthday and day after the birthday. I figured for your birthday present I would get you a solo show. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know that it was exactly what you wanted to do, was be driving out on those icy roads yesterday.
Oh, that was the best day to do it. I luckily I switched out to the Rogue, so I felt a little bit more safe and a little bit more in control. And I also grew up driving on the back roads of New Hampshire when I first learned how to drive.
Very similar.
A lot of hills, a lot of mountains. I drove the Kangamangas Highway in a blizzard once. That's a fun scenic highway until you're in a blizzard where there's, on your right side, sheer cliff up, on your left side, sheer cliff down. Beautiful view, certain doom. It was great.
And all white in the middle of a blizzard, I imagine.
For sure, in a good old Honda Accord.
Lovely.
Front wheel drive, though. Anyway, that's not why you guys came here. Welcome to Dueling Tangents, everybody. I just want to take a moment also to celebrate Luke. You know, again, happy birthday yesterday. But also, again, mentioning the solo thing, the one thing I think of when I think of Luke Mathers is capable. You are a capable person. You have learned multiple things and you have tackled many things. And that's one of the highest compliments I can give somebody, is that you are absolutely a capable person. And congratulations. I'm very happy to have you as my partner.
Thank you, man. And I appreciate that. And I have a newfound respect for all of the hard work that you did when you were doing just the Brian Kelly show solo. Because, man, is that a different feat when you're kind of... there was at one point, you know, a couple minutes left in the segment still, and I was kind of... I was just... Continuing on, and I was
time
like,
still
oh,
is,
cool.
I thought I was over on time. I am under by 20 minutes. I thought I was done. Oh, the segment just started. Oh, very good. Yeah.
I definitely have even more respect. Not that I haven't had a lot of respect for what you do, but even more newfound respect.
It's one of those, the first couple times you're like, what? And then you get into a rhythm of things and you're good to go. It's all a process. That's why you're capable, is because after a while you'll get a process and you get it done.
Yes. And I appreciate all our fine callers that joined me on the air yesterday. And you can be like them yesterday. Give us a call today, 844-967-2789. Because, Brian, it was the nice part was there wasn't any... lack of news going on here in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. A lot of things seem paused because the icy roads kind of shut a lot of things down. The schools, a lot of people just stayed home from work. I know friends that were just, they had bosses that messaged them and said, the roads are really bad. I'm not going in today. You could stay home too. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting dynamic for your workplace. But I guess if you can do your job from home, great.
Great.
So some people doing that. But at the same time, the Wisconsin Capitol did not shut down its legislative sessions. So here on Dueling Tangents, I got to talk about the dueling
sessions. Speaking of poor processing, yes, poor process.
Yeah, poor process is another thing. But there was some pretty I was talking about the content that the bills were going to be a little bit, because I knew one chamber was talking education, the other was talking elections. And so talked overarching, which one would be worse. But now we can today, Brian, dive a little bit more into the weeds about what was actually said by these lawmakers yesterday. Oh,
can't wait. Because they meet so like rarely. They actually put in so few public appearances. You only get like the ones that are running for governor and you hear them. Please tell me that we have some quotes from non-gubernatorial candidates.
Yes, I don't believe any of these candidates are gubernatorial candidates.
He's been making me guess, folks. Yes. He's been making me guess, so, and I'm anxious because I probably am wrong.
I want to start off with a fun one just because. So we're going to go into the state Senate talking elections yesterday. And so this is the quote from one of our state lawmakers here in the state of Wisconsin in reference to Bob Spindell, Brian. So remember
Bob Spindell.
Bob Spindell, one of the fake electors, commissioner on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yep. And he voted for the provisions that they're all against.
Mm-hmm.
For the election during the pandemic.
Right, and despite voting for that guidance, he is not one of the five individuals that the Racine County Sheriff has recommended have felony charges be brought against. That Bob Spindell.
Okay.
So, quote, he is a terrorist. He's unpatriotic.
Okay.
So one of our state senators referenced Bob Spindell in that context. Can you guess who?
I want it to be Kelda Royce. Is it Senator Royce?
It is not Senator Royce.
Is it my senator? Is it Chris Larson?
It is not. Ooh, that was a good guess. See, that's who I thought said it at first. But no, this was in fact,
because that's up his alley. He's got some really good ones. He's a meme.
Yeah.
He's a meme.
He is a meme. But this quote in particular, he's a terrorist, he's unpatriotic, referencing Bob Spindell, was from State Senator Tim Carpenter. Came out swinging with
And so I like Tim Carpenter. He's great.
He gets pretty well fired up.
I interviewed him when he got the Foxconn deal, because he was part of the board that was voting on it, right? So he was in session all day, and that he had 24 hours that he received the deal to then have to approve it or not approve it. And he had to read it, and he was taking time to talk to me because he couldn't read it while he was driving. So he was interviewed. I was interviewing him while he was driving back from session. He had to go and read the entire thing. This is a wonderful process. These Republicans force us into.
Great way to do that.
Anyway, I love Senator Carpenter, and he's a terrorist. Very good.
He's a terrorist. Referencing Bob Spindell.
I thought you're going to have like crazy. I thought you're going to throw out crazy things, and this is good stuff.
No,
I like
this.
This
was a good one, but this next one almost. Almost borderline comedy, Brian, because we're going to stay in the state Senate for this one, because like we said yesterday, they started this legislative session, and it's more of a rarity. They don't necessarily go into session all that often, and when special sessions are called, they gavel in and they gavel out, which is pretty indicative of how much extra work they like to do, I guess.
Yeah, again, this is it's like a convention. It's basically they run our legislature like Model UN. They only meet like once or twice a year, and then everybody is kind of like, hey, I say stuff.
Well, in that vein, this is the quote, Brian. Quote, we love work. That is the quote from one state senator yesterday in reference to all the things that, because when, granted, they don't meet frequently in the state senate or state assembly, but when they do, they like to do these marathon sessions where they start around 11 a.m. and they go to about 1 a.m. the following morning. So we love work. Can you guess which state senator said that?
Oh, I have no idea. Senator, I know. State Senator Trump.
I like to work, so that's not a problem, but this is actually more work.
That's a good guess, but I was going to say he was maybe wearing his Trump socks, but that was a different state senator. It wasn't the same one. I'm sure they all have their Trump apparel on underneath their suits.
Who is it?
But this was State Senator Dale Kuyenga.
Oh, that's right.
Referencing yesterday's marathon session, quote, we love work, Brian.
No, you don't, because if you did, you'd do this more often, and you wouldn't have to go till 1 in the morning, and maybe you'd have, I don't know, lines of communication established with each other. And just, you know, when you're there every day and have to show up every day, no matter who you work with, even if you don't like them, you still have to work with them. And if you don't really get together except for like once or twice a year, you can kind of put all that communication off, kind of go ha, 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 and then never really talk to each other.
Right.
This is why you have such stupid things said from certain people, because you don't have a working relationship. You don't have to answer to this person walking by you in the hallway every day. You don't have to talk to them on a daily basis. Your job doesn't revolve around actually having to work with them, except for once or twice a year when Voss deems it necessary to get people together.
Yes, the things that they're going to work on and pass out of the Republican-led legislature, but they know aren't going to be received well by the governor's office, and therefore probably have very little chance to go into law here in the state of Wisconsin, but they got a signal for their base ahead of the elections this fall. But Brian, we got a couple other quotes that we're going to dive into, but I think it's important to touch on one of the things. Well, you were very working hard putting together station.
Driving a lot.
Yes, but no, not just yesterday. I'm saying 2 weeks ago when State Senator Pro Tempore Tyler August referred to this as the silly session. So that's what it's important to remember.
Oh, the silly session. That's very important.
The silly session. So State Senator Dale Kuyenga saying yesterday, we love work. They really do love the work when it's the silly session.
Well, when it's just basically Model UN at this point, and you're just kind of going, hey, look, I'm pressing things, and I'm making speeches, and I'm saying stuff, and none of it really gets anywhere, does anything, or opens lines of communications. There are some, and some people complain about the oh my goodness, you only focus on the stuff we don't agree on, and you know we have a whole bunch of things to agree upon. But
I believe the same state senator was the one that said the media only focuses on the 10% of partisan things and doesn't focus on the 90% of bipartisan work that the legislature gets done in any given session. But doesn't seem like there's going to be 90% of bipartisan work. And we've got a little update as well about a bipartisan proposal going on here in the state of Wisconsin. But folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to dive into those headlines and more. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.